2 o'clock on a Monday. Here we are. So let's get to business. We'll get to a lot today, including Trey Hendrickson and also the bought and paid for media seem to be backpedaling on an issue in the world of sports. We're going to get to that, but we need to start with something. I want to tell you I'm openly protesting this. I don't think this is possible, but when Sham Sharanya speaks, okay, we'll do this. Limited run, we'll do this. And we open not only with Rico wearing arguably the best hat in his collection, it's one of my favorites, but also
the Celtics are the balls.
It depends. Is Cupcake Tatum going to play tonight?
You're back.
He's a trash bag.
You're back.
Now, let's get to it. So I'm just going to play audio for you. F it. Here's Shams on Giannis this week in Chicago, the whole bit. Take a listen. So that's Shams, and it didn't stop there. The Pistons are listed as a destination. Do I believe that? No, I do not. I don't think Giannis on his dream board said, yeah, Milwaukee to Detroit. That's where I want my career. But let's live in a dream state for a minute. Let's say everyone's on equal footing, and it's not about your location. It's about, do you win? And it's about, do you have enough to get them? Let's just operate in that easy pass lane for just a minute. Here's the offer that was cobbled together as a part of this ESPN nonsense. The Detroit Pistons receive Giannis and hopefully a nice steak dinner. The Milwaukee Bucks receive Jalen Duren, Ron Holland, Jaden Ivey, Tobias Harris, and 3 first-round picks. So what do you want to do? Are you okay?
No, I'm just trying to process all of that.
There's not a lot to process. Let me help you. For one, both Duren and Ivey are extension eligible. You're not paying both. You're going to be forced to get rid of one anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Tobias piece is salary filler. That's $26 million.
He was a rental.
Okay. $26 million. Goodbye. Now, the Ron Holland piece, I'm not expecting people to be happy about. Well, this isn't Rip Hamilton for Kevin Garnett, cleanup ILU trades. It has to hurt. You're getting one of the 10 best players in the league. You're getting a guy who factually scores in the paint at a more efficient rate than prime Shaq. Think about that for a moment. You would be pairing Giannis and Cade together for the next 5 years, all prime, both players. And if you believe Cade's a top 10 player or soon to be, and we know Giannis is, you'd have arguably the best duo in the sport. You know what doesn't win championships? Hardos. Gym class heroes. Try hard guy. Role play. They don't win titles.
No.
So, for me, if Giannis were actually willing to come here, I'm living in the easy pass lane. I do that deal yesterday because I'm not keeping these people. Now, I would love to swap a sewer for Holland because I just think the offensive upside of Ron Holland is much higher than a sewer.
But see, I think that's why Holland is on there because of that reason whatsoever.
Yep, see you later.
You know what? If Milwaukee is saying we'll accept this, I hit the accept as quickly as possible. Let's make this a done deal. Because really it's the 3 first-round picks that are going to come later. You don't know what they're going to be, but if you're a good team,
don't care.
They're not going to be good picks anyway. Holland is the only, I guess, the questionable, like you don't know what he's going to turn into. Did you just give away the next superstar? But I would say you're bringing in a superstar. You put it, Mike. Cade and Giannis in their prime. In an East that is starting to have a seismic shift in powers, you can be that new power. You can be now, instead of we're like, hey, can you be in the top 4? Maybe you're now competing for the top team in the East, like it used to be back in the day.
Well, the other thing you have to factor in, and I know Piston fans don't, okay, forget about being better than Giannis. That's never going to happen. Are any of the guys you're lusting over even going to be as good as Cade? Can anyone with a straight face tell me Ausar Thompson will be as good as Cade? No. Ron Holland? Are you gripping your balls with that opinion? Jalen Duren? So if none of these players are going to rise to be the Robin to your Batman, and in the return, I'm getting Godzilla or Thanos, F Batman, I'm getting something supernatural, then what are we talking about? Oh, the draft picks. You're right. For the ability for me to draft another Walter Sleepy Sharp or Beef Stew or Rodney White or some other nobody. If you're winning 50-55 games a year, those picks do not matter. Go ahead, call up now and tell me Draymond Green and Gilbert Arenas were second round picks. Thousands of guys were too. I get this guy. You know what he's averaged the last 3 years? 31, 30, and 30. You know what he does that you people should love and should be all bricked up? Plays defense. He's a two-way player.
Yeah. And with this, it allows you to keep Beef Stew if you want to come up to...
Oh, thank God. Well, now I can sleep at night.
A contract extension with Beasley, and you could work out a deal with him. You keep Thompson. You keep some of the gym class heroes that people love, but now they truly just become that role player that helps you out in certain times of the game, and you're not looking at them in the last 10 seconds of the game saying, does anybody want to make a shot?
248-539-9797. I'm protesting this, but it is all the rage today, and Sham Sharon, you reported it. Pistons are listed as a destination, complete with a trade proposal. What do you want to do? Honestly, I can't get you Larry Bird in his prime. So if you're going to poke holes in Giannis's game, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do the opposite of what Middays did. I'm just going to hang up on you. I would rather talk to Rico. Hell, have Kenny turn around. I'll talk to his ass before I listen to people calling Giannis, quote, just a dunker or an unethical scorer or I don't like his accent. I just call a different show. He is inarguably a top 10 player. End. That's it. I don't know what the hell Ron Holland's going to be. Magic 8-Ball says, highly unlikely he's even as good as Cade, much less Giannis. Now, if you have Hall of Fame projection on any of the gym class heroes, that's your business. But for today, we will live in the world.
Right.
Do the Pistons have enough to get him? Yes. Is it the first move I'd make? No. But if the guy's available and doesn't, through the phone like Freddy Krueger, you know, spit at you or put his tongue in your ear, you at least have the conversation. Do we agree on that?
Oh, yeah. If there's interest that he wants to come here, okay, let's talk. Because if this is it, those four pieces plus three picks, if I'm the Pistons, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
248-539-9797. This thing on? Oh, I know. I'm sorry. We should be talking hypothetical schedules. No.
That really upsets.
No. Do the read. We'll talk to David. Kenny's birthday weekend rolls on. He reeks of vodka. I'm kidding. Exciting day. Listen, you had a great time Friday night. Yeah, people are lining up for that merch just like they're lining up for this Giannis topic. Am I right? All right. Guys, is everybody okay out there? Sham says Giannis is on the move. You're listed as a destination, and we've laid out what the trade is. You want to play what's your favorite pickle? I don't know what to tell you. Tune back in at 6. David, what's your take on it? Duren, Ivy, Tobias, Holland, 3 firsts, Giannis, yes or no?
I would definitely be a yes. He is a great player. He wouldn't be my first choice, though. I honestly want Booker. I want shooting on my team. That's what I want. But if Giannis is saying yes to Detroit, then I'll pick up that phone and have a conversation about getting him here to Detroit because he is one of the best players in the NBA right now. So yes, yes, yes. I don't care about giving up any of these guys. Tobias is right. That's just salary. I don't care about that.
Yeah, you knew that when you signed him. Exactly. He wasn't even supposed to be here by the end of the year.
Correct. He was supposed to be traded at the deadline. Exactly. So yes, I would say definitely yes on this deal.
30.4 a night, 12 rebounds a night, 6.5 assists, and shoots 60%. And plays above average defense to great defense. I don't know what else to tell you. If the guy's willing, you got to have a conversation.
I mean, the deal almost seems like it almost seems like something that just a diehard Piston fan would come up with and be like, well, I'll give you these four things and some draft picks for Giannis. It doesn't seem really like a, if this is what it cost, man, absolutely make this deal. Because, yeah, okay, yeah, you don't know what those draft picks will be, but I'll say this. If you're good, your picks will be in the late 20s. So what does it matter? So, yes, with the way the East is going, there is a shift in power. You could be one of the haves instead of sitting on the outside looking in. You'll be one of those teams that you'll see a game playing Christmas Day down at LCA. Yeah, you want to be that. Giannis will get you to that if you pair him with Cade. No brainer. It would be a shock to me if it happens, but if that's all it takes, make the deal.
It also, too, is the duo of Cade and Giannis good enough to win a championship? I say yes. What better duos are out there? Go ahead. I mean, I can hang up and listen if you like. What duos? And if so, how many? Look, it'd be a number of duos that you can count on one hand, not two, one. Then you have to get into how do the duos play together. You know, like, look, I mean, it's just, to me, if the guy's willing, you listen. I don't care about the pieces I'd be giving up because, once again, Ivy and Duren are extension eligible. Are you extending one or both? Probably not. If I had to pick, it'd be Duren. I don't care about the gym class heroes. I do not care about Malik Beasley. I don't care about Tim Hardaway. I don't care about Dennis Schroeder. Tobias Harris, it's a salary fill, $26 million of it. Not, what about the picks? What about them? The kids and those picks, those kids are probably 10 years old right now, 12 years old. You stagger the picks out, you go, what, 26, 28, and 30. There you go. You think I'm sweating those? I don't believe you can sit here and develop your way to a championship. I don't. I think it's the same reason Oklahoma City's going to struggle to win one. Yeah, I mean, the team's nice. Oh, it's so homegrown. It's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, maybe Chet, and then a collection of what? Tryhards. They need a star. I think that's what they'll do this summer. Now, maybe they steal a title. Maybe. Look, if the Celtics go down, and you know Cleveland's aced, they may walk into one of those rare titles. But the long-term, Sam Presti knows what he's got to do.
Right. But they still got to get past the Nuggets, but I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Ticket text, let me hear them. Go ahead.
I trade anyone and everyone for Giannis. Someone else says, I would give Milwaukee literally whatever they want if we got Giannis. Also, that includes Cade, he says he would give up for Giannis.
No, that's not part of the deal. That doesn't make any sense on a basketball perspective.
No. Mac in a truck says, Giannis wasn't Giannis when he came in the league. He developed into a player he is now. So why can't we develop our guys and see what we're working with?
Good. Keep driving your truck. You'll circle the world four times until somebody develops into Giannis again, being the 15th pick. Do me a favor. Stop over and take a nap. You're drunk.
I'm accepting that deal 100 out of 100 times. The players that would want to play with Cade and Giannis would be better than the tryhard guys.
Now you're starting to get it.
Giannis is a no-brainer. When you have stars, the quality of role player willing to play here for less money will increase. Make the move, win the title from Anthony.
Look, if in reality, Giannis wanting to be here is my biggest hurdle, I don't think it's real. I think he ends up in Miami or like Houston has everything it takes to get him. They have the salary fill. They have guys like Jalen Green. They have a guy like Jabari Smith, who's very similar to the Jaden Ivey extension eligible type player. They have what it takes. And you could argue they're in a better position to win than you. That's fine. But there aren't many teams that have enough to get them that would put them off the treadmill of mediocrity and into actual title contention. Look, a team that's got what it takes would be a team like the Celtics, but they're in the middle of a drive right now. And is Milwaukee really interested in a retool versus a rebuild? But if you put an NBA Finals MVP, All-NBA type player out there, plus, yeah, the Bucks have to take salary on. The Celtics issue is salary. But do they have what it takes to get a Giannis? Yeah, go ahead, put Giannis on that team. Sure, why not? But you have what it takes, and I think him at 30, he just turned 30 in December.
Right.
That with Cade over a five-year span? I'm sorry. Like, if the guy is not turning his nose up at playing in Detroit, I would do it.
Yeah, because I think at that point, if you're good, that's where at the trade deadline you go and get, you know, that last piece, that rental player. You trade off one of your tryhards for a better tryhard.
Or do nothing. That actually should be Detroit. Do nothing town. That's what all fans want their teams to do. Nothing. Just draft and develop.
I'm trying to
right up under that Detroit sign they built for the draft. It should say do nothing in daisies.
He's on one today, David. I'm just trying to come up with different options.
I know, man.
But yeah, if you have him here, yeah, I'm, you know, like I said, Cleveland, I'm not really, they're going through some injuries right now, but I think that they're a better team than what they're showing in the playoffs. Indiana is really impressing me because they're taking advantage of this and they may end up lucking their way to the Eastern Conference Finals. But after that, yeah, you know, as you're saying, your Celtics probably going to break up. This is their last dance type of situation. Philly, I don't know what Philly is. That, yeah, if you're Detroit and you bring in Giannis, you automatically are in the top two or three of the East.
The just only on team, paper. The only team I would have you below. And again, we have to see how the summer plays out. The Celtics are going to make a trade, but like an example, if they jettison a Drew Holiday or a Kristaps Porzingis, that doesn't take them out of being the best team in the East. It just lowers the margin. Outside of the Celtics, you'd be right there at number two. You show me a duo of Cade and Giannis, you're number two. Because you still have Ausar, and you still have Stu, and you still have Beasley.
Over Cat and Brunson?
Yeah. Yeah, because they're going to retool as well. I still think Thibodeau gets fired. I know. It's not New York radio. Nobody cares. Okay. David, go ahead.
Someone says you asked about the duo that would compare. Well, they had to go back. They said Shaq and Kobe would only be comparable to what Giannis and Cade could be. Adam McComb says, I would rather have Zion. He doesn't blow up the direction that you moved into last year like Giannis would. You can also give up little.
Agreed.
For that.
And again, that's still my first choice based on I don't think I have to give up a whole hell of a lot of anything unless you consider Bobby, with an I, Clintman, something. Like, you're not getting Ausar Thompson for Zion. You're not getting three first-round picks. You're not getting Ivy and you're not getting that. Now, I'm willing to risk it for the biscuit, but see, people got mad at me for that.
No, see, here's the thing. I get where you're coming from. If I had the choice and the opportunity, I'm going to make this Giannis call first. I'm going to see what I can do until Milwaukee was like, no. Then I'll move on to Zion or somebody else. Why? Because at least I know with Giannis, playing is going to be almost a certainty. I don't have to worry about which game will he go down. If you bring in Zion, that's in the back of everybody's mind is, how many games can I get out of this man? Can I get 50 games out of him this year? And that, to me, would be a blessing if you could.
Well, all Detroit cries about is that stars don't want to come to Detroit. So if Giannis is willing to say yes to Detroit, then yes, because now you have your star. So yes, for sure, I would say yes. I would prefer Booker, again, because I want shooting. But Giannis is there, is saying, hello, call me Detroit, then yes, for sure.
And again, I know a lot of people will say don't rush it. And you're right. You don't want to do things stupid. But I don't view acquiring Giannis as stupid. What, now that he has said he's open to leaving Milwaukee, do I think he'd actually come here? No. I still think he's going to end up in L.A., Miami, Houston, something like that. It's just how the league works. But we'll live in a world, we have what it takes to get him. Do you want him? Because what I would do at that point, you got Cade, you got Giannis, I'm clearing the decks. I'm going to clear the decks and get a third star. You got the second most cap space in the NBA. I don't care about the rest of these people. It doesn't matter. You win it once, who cares? Disappear for a decade.
Yeah, and he's already proven he can win with a team full of tryhards.
He won with Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton as his supporting cast.
That's what I said. He won with some tryhards.
That's my whole point. So if I put him with Cade and then I make another deal or a free agent signing, I it's so obvious. But again, he'd have to want to be. You got to show me in writing, like a polygraph test, he's willing to come here. 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls coming up in a second. Straight to the people. Shams Charania's kind of blown up the world today. I mean, I've said Giannis is gone for months. Well, now it's official. I mean, this is the start of it. It's no accident it breaks today with the draft lottery and that whole bit. All 30 teams are hanging out together. And Detroit listed as a possible destination. I think both because you're on the upswing. Giannis is going to want to win. But you have the goods to get him. The question is, A, would he actually come here? But B, do you want him? Because I listened to the midday show and there was a lot of people who didn't want him. I have a name for those people.
Why would you not want him?
Crack.
No, seriously. Why would you not want him? What?
Death?
What is the
angel dust?
What is
PCP?
The
PCP?
What's the downside of bringing Giannis
heroin?
Here?
Cocaine. I don't know. Like, dude, just you pick. I don't know. I don't know. Low IQ.
I just don't see how that would. People be like, no, don't bring one of the best players in basketball to Detroit.
Or hear me out. You can fit your basketball knowledge in a thimble. That might work too.
Okay.
I don't know. Because everybody's obsessed with this idea of I don't want to give up anything. Let's just all grow up together. It's not how it works. None of the players on this roster are going to be Giannis. You've got a 0.00001% of that, even if you had the number one overall pick. I would say the same thing about Cooper Flagg. He's got a 0.0001% shot of being Giannis.
And if you want to just look at your past histories, your Pistons championships, they made bold moves and got them over the top. Whether it was Aguirre, whether it was Rasheed, they made bold moves.
He's booming. See, it's just like his commercial. Let's go to Christian, 97.1. Christian, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I just got to talk about the Giannis topic. Obviously, I would love for Giannis to come to Detroit, but I think overall, team value-wise and long-term-wise, I think we should do Ron Holland, Tobias Harris, a 2029 first-round pick, and a 2027 first-round pick to Utah for Lori.
Got to see if Ainge would take it. I mean, Christian, the problem with Markkanen, people are going to harp on it. He's not a physical player. He's kind of a cupcake. I like him. I can live with it. I don't need every guy on my team to be a brawler. But Ainge has got to be willing, and take it from me, he ran my organization. Christian, he's a psychopath. He may ask you for 14 picks. He's crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. Christian, I'm just shooting you straight. Dan Ainge is a nutcase.
Wow.
No, I mean, he'll just...
Shit, if they wanted just 14 picks, I'd say go ahead. I could care less about the picks at this point.
No, but you know what he's going to do, too? He's going to attach a dead body to it. You'll have to enjoy the delights of Colin Sexton or something.
I think you just made Christian's soul leave his body.
I know, Christian, I'm sorry. It was his whole career in Boston. He was the most unreasonable trader on the planet. And I don't see a scenario you're going to get Markkanen without attaching at least three firsts, plus, plus. Let's go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, hey, I just think that the first thing, your third answer there was that, you know, a lot of the people around here don't watch basketball. They don't know what the landscape looks like anymore. And they don't realize that you have to acquire assets, which is why you've been harping why we don't have all these picks. You know, we haven't been acquiring assets. But I have the answer for you. First of all, we trade Giannis. 13 second-round picks. We got them until 2032.
Yes, you got a lot of seconds. It's tremendous.
Here's the thing, and I don't listen to a lot of the blowhards on ESPN, but Brian Windhorst did make a good point. They're not going to – Milwaukee really doesn't want to trade him to build a super team because they don't have their own picks. For the next 3 or 4 years, they don't have their first-round pick. The Pelicans have it.
Correct.
So they can't trade and take a 28th pick in the first round. They're going to need a higher pick. So I would consider Detroit in, like, that second tier. The first tier is, like, a team like Houston, like you were saying.
Yep.
Or
Oklahoma City, or, for certain.
Yeah, but San Antonio also really looks good because they're probably not going to win right away. But they've got there's your 1-2 punch. Teams like that. But the Pistons own all their picks after this year, which makes them attractive as well.
But what they also own are players like an Ivy, a Durin, a Ron Holland, and a Sur Thompson. You have players that are not picks, but they are players Milwaukee would have loved to have had they been selecting in the top 10. So, Scott, I hear you loud and clear. I wish we had an unprotected pick from some bum-ass organization like the Wizards. We don't. but you have enough stuff, plus you own your picks. There's really only three, four teams like that.
And because I think it may be easier, if you're going to get rid of Giannis, you can sell the fans on, hey, look, we're trying to rebuild what we just captured a few years ago. No, I'm saying if you're
Milwaukee. That's how that sales pitch goes over.
If you're Milwaukee.
Listen, hear me out. We've just traded the best players since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to play in Milwaukee. Real exciting future. Would love you to buy some tickets.
The fact that they've recently won.
Bulldoze the arena.
Will help in selling this.
There is no selling because there's just no selling.
David, it's going to happen anyway, but it's one of those guys we're just going to try to reset the clock. He's going to walk out the door. We can't stop him.
How ironic. The Deer District would become the district.
Oh.
And the district would become Deer District. It's like the Lion King. It's circle the of circle life. Of life.
It's the Lion King.
Okay.
Whatever. Let's go over to Mike 97.1. Mike, what's going on?
Not much, guys. How are you?
Good, Mikey. What do you make of this?
Good. I'd do this deal in a heartbeat. You're giving up two starters. They're NBA starters and Duren and Ivy. And a way to look at it is I think you're getting at least 5 years of one all-NBA player because Giannis is at the top of his game right now. As he starts descending, that's when Cade's going to reach the top of his game. So you're going to get 5 years of an all-NBA potential caliber player. You pair that with Asar Thompson, who is an all-defensive player in the NBA, you're going to attract guys. And then, Mike, you want to go all in. Miles Turner's a free agent at the end of this year, and you can fill JD's spot that way.
Done and done. I know. I mean, you're thinking about it like I am, Mike. And again, if the guy doesn't want to come here, you're not going to pay this price for any other player that is available or via trade this summer. This is a one of one. And we're only living with possibility today because you're one of the rare teams that has the ability and the fit to get him. I don't think he'll come here.
Yeah. And that's fine because, and the one to keep an eye on is if Philly wins the lottery, they've got the ticket. Because now you can sell them Cooper Flagg for Giannis, and then you figure out the rest there. Because now they can rebuild and retool on the fly. And then you got Maxey and Giannis. And that's a terrifying idea in the East because I think they become instantly a top three team.
Yeah.
No, and that would suck.
It would. Just like if the Spurs were able to do it with De'Aaron Fox, Wemby, and Giannis. You may as well shut the league down.
You know they're going to get the pick tonight, right?
No. No.
Yeah, they will.
My only hope is that Cooper Flagg doesn't end up in Charlotte or Washington, just anywhere else. I don't wish that on my worst.
Or San Antonio. You got Wimby.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
David. Now you're becoming the Hornets when they were just like getting, hey, well, here's Alonzo and here's Larry Johnson.
Yeah, maybe. And then they'll get in a fist fight and you'll break up that duo just like those two. Go ahead, David.
Someone says Giannis trade, no and no, signed Yzerman. But realistically, he says yes
you
to
know
the
what?
Trade.
That was a good one.
That's yes good. That's well done.
Brian says, give me a shooter all day until someone like Giannis is available. Get Giannis and give me a bunch of rental shooters from there. He's a two-way superstar.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all this becomes. Fourth quarter, late shot clock. Cade can work off the ball. You can isolate Giannis, and he scores like Shaq in prime. That's what the metrics tell you. I mean, it's just there's nothing to think about.
Cade and Giannis would be a great duo. Both players are incredibly talented and passionate. Yes, all day to this deal. Spot on, Mike. Greek Freak needs to reside in Detroit. F those picks. They are always a crapshoot anyway. Let's go. Pops in the car.
But what if Asar Thompson becomes really good?
I just want to hear from the people who didn't think this was a good idea.
You won't. They listen between 10 and 2. They know what they're getting if they call this day part. Belt to ass. We have the Pirates usher here.
I want to hear the logic. I do. I don't want the belt to ass. I want to hear.
Do me a favor. Call and talk to Rico. I'll leave. So if you have the opinion you don't want Giannis and you don't like me, this is a true win-win. You can speak to Rico Beard one-on-one for your own personal consultation.
You always have to be open to listen to people.
No, I don't.
Can't be closed-minded all the time.
Mike. 20 years doing this? Trust me, I don't. Okay. I don't want to live in that world.
You can always listen to hear what somebody has to say. You don't have to agree with it, but you can listen.
brother, I've sat here for, well, at least the last 2 years listening to Michigan fans think they're not getting a penalty. No, I don't have to listen. I'm done.
Okay.
David?
I want them to trade for a star, but not Giannis. He can't shoot, and he can't make his free throws. I'll take Booker.
Okay, is Booker available? What's
the cost? We don't
know
yet, yes.
Is Booker's body going to hold up? I understand what you're saying. All we have today is that Giannis, for the first time, is saying, get me up out of this meth land known as Milwaukee. And you're listed as a possible destination. That's the world we're living in.
Don't care either way. Just waiting for the Wings to do something. That is from Art.
Okay.
Well, just for you, Kenny.
That's good. Art, you'll probably be skeletal matter by the time that happens.
Oh, we can't get Giannis because it'll block the young guys. That is signed. It says signed Detroit.
It is.
Yeah.
Do nothing city. That's what we are. Oh, just let the kids cook. Okay. 248-539-9797. Rico's got an update for you, though, because he watched a rerun of something that inspired our 3 o'clock topic, and it has something to do with the Lions. That's all I'm giving you. But Rico will sell you that at 3. And if you don't want Giannis, you can talk to Rico for as long as you like today. I will not be partisan to that.
I'm always willing to listen.
Good for you. All right, a little bit of football. David, spin the wheel. It's either schedule or fact or fiction. You pick.
It is fact or fiction, and we're going to be all over the board today. Not just NFL, we're going to be all over the board. I'm going to start with Kenny Cott on this first one here. We're going to go to the NHL.
Kenny's a drunk, fact.
We're going to go to the NHL with this fact or fiction. Fact or fiction, Kenny, thanks for throwing that bottle top at me. A Canadian team will be hoisting the Stanley Cup in June.
This I dedicate this answer to Jeffrey Rieger. No, they will. A Canadian team will not be winning the Stanley Cup.
I was really, you know, the Leafs are going full Leaf right now.
They're doing the Leaf
thing.
They're
doing that
they...
Leaf thing again. They were up 2-0 on Florida. You had to split the pair. I'm getting nervous there now.
They did this. I think they've done this in consecutive years where they've gone up 2 games on a team and then just completely imploded. That's the Toronto Maple Leafs way.
Yeah, and not making the playoffs is the Wings way.
Sure is.
Yeah, I thought it would have been if they went 3-0 and then lost the next 4. That would be true Toronto.
Next fact or fiction, let's go to the NBA, and the lottery is tonight for the first overall selection. And fact or fiction, the 76ers will win the lottery tonight because it's what the NBA wants.
Fiction.
The 76ers have the 5th best odds.
It's fiction. The NBA would have a PR disaster. Their credibility would be out the window. It can't happen. It's got to be a stupid cartoon bumblebee or whatever that Wizards law. Oh, it's the Washington Monument in basketball. That's their new one. It just, Rico, if it goes to Philly, I come on.
See, I don't think it's, I think it's fiction, David, because if the league did what the league wanted for the, you know, the media markets and all, Zion would have never went to New Orleans. He would have went to New York.
And they won that lottery, and he looked right. Like, wow.
So, right, that's what I'm saying. So
he looked like me when I walk in this office.
It's like, you see San Antonio, like you see different places winning. You're like, really? What? Yes, the LeBron to Cleveland, that looked very scripted. But I'm going to say fiction.
Let's stay in the NBA for this one. This is a playoff one. The Cavs are never going to win a championship with Donovan Mitchell as their best player.
Fact. Honestly, the Cleveland Cavs, argue this, fact or fiction. The Cleveland Cavaliers are just the 2015 Hawks.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Fact, yeah.
I told you they're fake all year. Oh, but the injuries now. No, here's what it is. Hardos like Ty Jerome ain't leading you anywhere.
What do you say?
That's so true. It's so true.
Oh, what a great story. Yeah, good. Enjoy your summer vacation.
Let's move over to college football. Another one for you, Kenny.
Fiction.
All right. Fact or fiction. Georgia will miss the college football playoffs.
Nah, expanded playoffs. You got to say that they're going to make it. It's an SEC team. They play this cupcake schedule. Everybody tells me they'll make the playoffs. I don't know how far they make it through with a new quarterback, but we'll see.
All right, here's your problem. Your problem is what you just said. This is not a quarterback of Georgia's caliber. This Gunnar Stockton thing, no. Like, he couldn't beat out Carson Beck, Carson Beck wasn't even very good last year. The only way Stockton got in a game is when Beck had his head ripped off. This is not the high-priced transfer that I thought Georgia would have gone out and gotten.
And you're right about that, but if you put talent around him, which Georgia notoriously can do, they sneak into a playoff just because it's expanded. If this was a four-team playoff still, I would say absolutely not.
What about Mike Bobo? All right, let's keep it moving. We'll keep it moving. I'm telling you, I'd be a little nervous with the visor. If he doesn't make the playoff again this year, you better be careful.
Fact or fiction, let's go to Major League Baseball here. There's a big story. The Red Sox are in town, and Rafael Devers refuses to play first base right now. But I say fact or fiction, he will play first base by the end of May.
I think it's possible, but I also don't have a huge problem when they don't talk to their best player about bringing in Alex Bregman. Then they ask him to play a position he's probably terrible at. Look, they need to call Big Poppy. They need some legend coaching here. Hey, being a DH is cool. All the kids are doing it. I did it. It worked for me.
The wartime consigliere.
They do. Okay. No, they need the Dominican dandy to talk some sense into Mr. Devers.
No, they do, because, right, if he goes there, he plays first, he looks awful, his stock falls, and now he's not worth what he once was.
Well, and now that, look, the team is desperate because Casas' knee exploded. That was their first baseman. I'm with David. I'll say fact, by the end of May, he'll be over there.
Fact or fiction, let's stay in Major League Baseball, because they fired their manager over the weekend after a 21-0 loss. The Rockies will now win 35 games.
Huh? What?
I'm saying the manager change, and all of a sudden they get high.
Oh, so no.
So their bump will be winning 29 games for the rest of the year.
You know what, Dave? I'm going to say fact, just because it's hard to lose. That you're going to fall into some games that you win. So, yes. Can they win 29 games between today and the end of the year? Yes.
Yeah, but on the power ranking of boob owners, the Monfort brothers are Dolly Parton. I mean, the only one worse might be this Bob Nutting in Pittsburgh. Or those two are, I mean, Manfort, awful. That's what it means in Portuguese.
Orioles aren't the best ownership either, but I hear
what
you're
saying. Well, at least they're new. That's true. Now, their offseason was a train wreck, and they're paying for it now.
Right, but it wasn't the manager's fault why they only had 6 wins.
I agree with that.
But somebody had to fall on the sword.
Fact or fiction, now that we have a retirement in New Orleans over the weekend from Derek Carr, the Saints are actually the better fit for Aaron Rodgers than the Steelers.
Fiction. I got nothing else. The Saints are, you can't fix the Saints. The Steelers, I could find a way through. The best place is still Minnesota, which is Rico's fever dream.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
And you know what? If I'm the Saints, David, I'm going to say fiction. I don't want to go after Aaron Rodgers. You just may want to bottom out and just start fresh and not attach yourself, because I don't think Pittsburgh wants him. You should just run away and just, you know what? We're not going to rescind the offer from him. He's not good. I don't think he's motivated to play in the NFL anymore.
And then finally, in the NFL, fact or fiction, the Cowboys are going to severely regret ever trading for George Pickens.
Fact. Guy's an absolute psychopath. I would want no part of him in my locker room. None.
See, I'm going to say fiction, because he doesn't have to be that guy. You got CD Lamb there. I think CD is enough of a leader, but like, hey, there's going to be enough balls thrown your way, but I'm the man here, not you. Stay in your lane, and life will be good for you here in Dallas.
Sure, that'd be easy to tell George Pickens to stay in his lane, because he's done that plenty of times.
You know what? But sometimes, David, in Pittsburgh, no offense, you really didn't have that person that can just step up and tell you, hey, this is how we need to get things.
Oh, not, so T.J. Watt couldn't step up and be a leader and tell him that? You think
different side of the ball.
He's T.J. Watt.
Okay. I'm just saying, it's still
the franchise guy there.
He's a gold jacket Hall of Famer. George Pickens is a penis.
He is, Mike.
But Cam Hayward,
maybe. When practices go, you're on this side, we're on this side practicing. So you need somebody who's constantly in your ear, who's on your side of the ball saying, that's not how we do this. That's not how we do this.
Maybe that's why San Francisco don't win championships. If that's your leadership structure, that's effed.
What is your problem?
Sorry,
today?
Bosa, you can't talk to me. You're on defense.
Right, Nick Bosa is my leader.
Okay, you know what?
Body bag, Purdy.
I'm done. I'm done.
That is your.
Hold on. You mean to tell me?
No, Mike. What I am saying
tell me
is that when it when somebody is on your side of the ball and you're practicing with them. It's the same practice, but offense is over here, defense is over there. Yes, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's not watching every offensive rep because he's doing his defensive reps.
I understand that totally. But you can hear or see the actions. And you know it, offenses and defenses clash. T.J. Watt in that locker room has every right to go up to George Pickens.
Right. But if I can see, yeah, you know what? On those reps, you just kind of half-assed did it. T.J.'s not watching that because he's looking at the defense, trying to get the defense good. George Pickens. That's what I'm saying. CeeDee Lamb is actually running the same drills as him, so he's watching every step, every movement.
The takeaway from all of this, George Pickens is a penis.
Yes, that is the takeaway.
That's really, I think, what everybody takes away.
That is fact or fiction.